Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely appreciate you. I know I've been AWOL again. But I come and I hit you with the information when you need it. But today I really, I wanted to touch on some things. And I want to go back into mindsets. And I think this has got to be a real one for me because I want to do this episode in honor of Kobe Bryant, who just recently passed away in a very tragic accident with his daughter and seven other people, Gianna, Gigi Bryant, and Kobe Bryant. And man, that thing really touched me real, real bad. I mean, I never had such emotion for a celebrity, but you know, after watching so many interviews and connecting with so many people and how they felt and it connected with how I felt like this is the kind of episode I needed to touch on because, you know, like they said, like a lot of people were saying, you know, we grew up with Kobe, you know, so you figure that he was 17 when he came in the league, he passed away 41. He spent more time in our face than in private, you know. And so we spent 24 years watching his growth and development. And I think I just want to touch on mindsets today. And I think it's very powerful how the mind works. And just reconnecting with his story was an amazing one. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick break 1 second and we'll be back. And I'm doing this one right from the car. I'm doing this one right from the car because I couldn't even do it inside today. So we'll be right back. All right. All right. All right. We're back. And I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. You can follow me on at PBakerNYC. You can also follow our website, capitalcitypodcast.com. And, you know, I want to get right into it. You know, I always talk about mindsets and how effective your mind, how important your mindset is in any endeavor. You know, whatever you want to do, whatever your path to success is, it's the mindset that you have and your attitude and the habits you develop and how you're affected, how your determination, your passion for something. And I really believe mindset is what's going to get most people through. I think I look at some of the successes in my life and what was I thinking at the time of the times that I was successful and the times that I failed. And I think that Kobe, if anything, was the most apparent example, the best example that you can have for that. Because he came up with a whole ideology called the Mamba mentality, which I've been hashtagging. And the Mamba mentality was all about mindset. You know, it was a self-determined mindset, and he really, really lived by that, and he led by example. And not only did he live by it, but his success and who he became and how he expressed it became a theme for people who wanted to accomplish things. And there were so many other athletes and entertainers that adopted the Mamba mentality philosophy. And it's such an amazing thing because as I listened to interviews from him in the past, and even recently I listened to interviews that I hadn't heard in a while, and some of them I had never seen, you know, he had so much material and so much, he's been documented so many times on his mindset and his focus and his will to win. This is a guy who tore his ACL in a game and went back to shoot those last two shots because of his mindset. He dislocated his finger in the middle of a game, had his trainer pop the finger back into position and go back and finish the game. You know, this is a guy who broke his right arm and went to practice shooting with his left hand because his determination and his will to win was what was driving him all the way through. And I think that that's an amazing thing. He wanted to overachieve with a high work rate because he had the best work rate in the business. And then when you think about not only him, but you think about the stories you hear of people that they say are the greatest. You know, when you think about those people, like, I'm just going to give you some examples of in the sports entertainment world. You have Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, Beyonce. I'm just naming some of the names. You know, I can't think of everybody, but those are people that are at the top or were at the top at some point, whereas at the top in their career. Michael Jackson, and they, everybody talks about their work rate. You know, their work, man, how they work and work and work and study themselves and study themselves and study themselves. And he was no different, you know, but, you know, he, in his time frame, he was the best in the court. And all the people that were around just were amazed by his work. And then it came to the point where they just said, that's what he does. You know, when he hit those game winning shots, that's what he does. And it was the mama mentality mindset that carried him through, and even to his next career after he retired from basketball, this man still achieved an Academy Award because he had that mindset to still want to be the best and still want to win. And he wasn't afraid to fail. That's the amazing thing. He accepted failure. He encouraged failure because he knew it would only make him better. He wanted to win, but when he failed, he learned. He wanted to learn why did he fail, so he never made that mistake again. So that was just the amazing thing. And I just think about that. If we put that mindset, just using something like a philosophy like Mamba mentality, that would just, you don't know how that can affect you if you just did it for 30 days. So that's what I'm challenging myself. I'm challenging myself for the rest of this year, 2020, to be full 100% on that Mamba mentality mindset and just go all in, focus, determine, to get each one of my goals, write all of them down again, because I like to write them down over and over again. But I'm going to write them all down and everything, because everything that I've seen that I've been talking about has been coming to fruition, and it's amazing. And I don't know if it's because of the mindset or opportunities are coming, but it just seems opportunities do arrive, and it's amazing how they are arriving. But my mindset since I started this podcast was that I was going to grow with my audience, no matter if it's 3 or 1,000 or 20,000, whoever was there, they would grow with me. So that's what I would just say. Like, I did an episode where I was talking about some of the things that have happened and what I was talking about, what happened last year, and, you know, all the successes. And I just look back, you know, because I didn't feel the achievements. And, you know, and when you're going, you don't really feel it, but you realize, man, I did this, and I'm checking off the list. And the list is getting checked off, and it's getting closer to where I got to refill this list again. So it's getting there, and it's steps, and you don't get it all overnight. So, you know, in honor of Kobe, I would say this year, 2020, adopt the Mamba mentality, because it is something to make you wonder about that mentality. And he created that Black Mamba, Mamba mentality ideal. But this is also a philosophy of all of the greats of our time. You know, when you think about Warren Buffett, right? And we talk about Warren Buffett and how successful he is. He has the Mamba mentality himself. This guy reads 16 hours a day, even in his 80s. He still wants to be the best at what he does. It's not about the money. It's about what he does and being the best at it and being ahead of the curve all the time. And because of that, he's still one of the richest men in the world. You know, you think about those kind of mentality types, those kind of people in life. You've probably come around them if you're not one of them. And think about how they achieve. You know, if they're the kind of person that's going to ask questions. If they don't know, they want to learn. And that's what we got to be. We got to be willing to learn, to understand, and build ourselves. It's all growth and development. And that mindset to win, to get to your goal, that nothing's going to stop you. You're going to find a way no matter what. You know, I'm up earlier than you. I'm going to leave later than you. I'm going to be better than you. And it's not really a competition as far as the other person or the other people or the other companies or whatever. It's really just a mindset within you that says, I want to be the best. You know, so you don't have to be, you know, a petty, vindictive person at all. But it's the idea of, you know, nobody is going to get in the way of these goals. No one's going to get away of this dream. I'm going to start this business. No one's going to get away. I'm going to become the supervisor, become the manager, become the general manager, become the regional vice president, become the vice president, be the president of this company. I'm going to, build up with this company, become a partner at this company. Whatever it is that you're trying to do in your life, whatever success, I'm going to buy this amount of real estate. I'm going to retire at this age. It's the fact that you're going to put yourself in position and you know no one's going to get in your way and you're going to find a way to do it. And even if you fail one way, you try another way. And you fail that way, you try another way. It's a funny thing when you think about successful mindsets because the gentleman who created KFC, the Colonel Sanders that we talk about, it's a funny story because the gentleman didn't find success with KFC till he was 69 years old. He kept trying different ways to franchise the business and nobody would do it the way he wanted to do it, and it never happened the way he wanted to happen. And finally he took it into his own hands, and then KFC became a national fried chicken spot, and I believe it was one of the first. So it was up there in the tops. But we all remember what time when we used to love some KFC. You know, I can't speak of what people eat now. I don't, you know, everybody's eating differently now, health-wise and different things. But there was a time when KFC was the chicken spot, was the franchise fast food chicken spot. And it became number one when that guy was 69 years old. Can you imagine that? That's a mindset. He was willing. He didn't care what age he was going to be. He knew his idea was going to make sense. He knew it was going to be there one day, and it happened for him. And it's an amazing thing, you know. Before I leave, I want to share a little story about Kobe for everybody. This, I think, is going to be a funny story because what happened when I was younger, I was in a kid. You know, Kobe's 41. He's only a few years older than me, about 5 or 6. I can't remember. But I was in junior high school, middle school area age when he actually became that a basketball player. And, you know, in his first few years, he wasn't all that. You know, he was good, but he wasn't like the top guy in the NBA at the time. Remember, Jordan was still there. Jordan was on his way out. There was a couple of things going on at the time, right? Allen Iverson was a big phenomenon at the time. Allen Iverson was a big phenomenon at the time. So he was developing in his game and everything, but he was there. You know, everybody knew Kobe was building his name. But a few years later, he became the guy, right? He became Kobe Bryant. And, you know, there would be a time when you shoot the ball, you're like Kobe, and shoot the ball, you know, you're yelling Kobe, right? Because his shot was just always on. It's very similar to how Steph Curry shoots the threes now and everybody feels like it's going to be wet all the time, right? So going back to my story. So when I was younger, I was probably in my 20s at the time. I would say by that time, maybe in my early 20s, 21, 22, something like that, I had come to stay around my grandmother's house, my father's house. I was staying with my grandmother, then she passed, and I stayed with my father for a little while. And so I have three brothers, and Matt is the middle one of the three, wanted to play football. So he wanted to play football. And he was about to go, I think he wanted to play football for high school. He was planning to play football for high school or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But he wanted to play football. And I was like, I was arguing with my dad, like, yo, you can't make him play tackle football. These guys are killing me. These guys have been playing, because I used to play tackle football. My dad used to play tackle football. My other brother, Isaiah, used to play tackle football. So he wanted to play tackle football, right? So, and I'm like, they'll hurt him, because, you know, a lot of these kids start when they're younger now. You know, it's not like when I came or when he came, these kids are starting at peewees, you know? So I was like, you know, just, you got to be there with him then, to train him at least. So my dad was a little older when he had us. So he was older when he had my brother, who was like 9 to 10 years younger than me. And so I was like, you want to learn basketball, I'll teach you basketball. So that's the beginning of my relationship with my brothers with basketball. It was him, and then it was my baby brother, Mike. They used to come out, and I used to train him. And Matt and his friends, you know, would come to the park, and we would do like a little runarounds, you know, practice sets and things like that. And then we go and play some games, and we go from park to park to park. And I used to watch Kobe all the time, watching Kobe. I mean, Kobe at that time was like the biggest thing in basketball. So I watched a video where he practiced awkward, these awkward shots, because he knows, you know, people are going to rough him. So he practiced for those shots where you would be like, oh my God, I can't believe he made that shot. But he practices for those shots because he knows, you know, he's going to get the contact. So he practices getting contact. He practiced this, he practiced that. And it's just amazing, like, who practices these things? So I started doing that and doing it. And then I started making these crazy, weird shots every now and then. And so there was a time when they would call me Kobe, when I would play in the park, and then my brothers would be like, yo, stop gassing him. And I'd be like, Kobe. And I tease my brother to this day. I'm like, come on, you know it's Kobe talking and everything like that. So that's my fond memory right there, is like, you know, going to the park, just somebody calling me another man's name, like calling me Kobe. And the kids would get a kick out of that. Just be like, oh, that's Kobe making these silly shots. not silly, but like shots that it was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just made that. And it was just occasional, but you know, it was just a tease. But you know, that he was there, you know, he was the reason why these guys wanted to play basketball, and I was training them to play basketball, and we used to have fun almost every weekends, you know, and that was just a part of that. So, you know, that's my connections in some ways, because I used to watch his videos and go out and mimic his moves, and I guess the kids identified that with that. You know, I wasn't on his level in no way, but you know, compared to the people in the park, maybe not the people in the NBA, but in those parks, definitely I was that. So, you know, again, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, man. You know, this episode is definitely dedicated to Kobe, because it's all about mama mentality. And, you know, I hope you adopt that philosophy in your career, in your business, in whatever endeavor or goal you're trying to achieve. I hope you connect with that. And, you know, good luck, mama mentality for 2020. We're focused in. It's going to take me a while to get over this, what happened with Kobe. But what I do find, because it feels like a family member passed, it's so weird. I never felt like that before. But what I have connected with, man, is the mentality and bringing that into the future. Because when you look at his life, it was a life of success and achievement. And when you look at anybody else who has that mentality, it's a life of success and achievement. And I'm not talking just in the sports world and the entertainment world, but in business in general, in life in general. People that have that mindset, that goal, it's about success and achievement. And they achieve their goals and achieve their dreams, and they make it happen. You know, so make it happen for you. I'm going to try to make it happen for me, and we can make it happen together. So follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. Thank you guys for tuning in again. I know this is a longer episode than I usually have, but I had to for this one, because I wanted to not only touch on the mama mentality, I wanted to tell my own story, because I had to get that one off. You know, I have so many other stories of things I watch and, you know, where I was at when this happened and things of that. But I felt that one was a really good one. And please tune in. stay tuned in. You know, let's connect this. We're on the $1 million challenge still. I'm about to restart it all over again because I feel like oh man, it ain't happened yet. So but I'm gonna keep pushing it until we make it happen, because this year is gonna be about telling our story and making it bigger and better than it ever was. Talk to you soon. Follow up, Nick. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about legacyfirst.org. Legacyfirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me. And life insurance, having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your everything, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of the nature. And we help you with that. So legacyfirst.org, we start off with risk management, then we talk about finances and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands, all right? So reach out again. Check out the website, legacyfirst.org, legacyfirst.org.